Hey, this is Everness Utopia, and this is the out of character aftercare. Out of character aftercare for the not in the mood audio. This is gonna be. I have two main points to cover in this one. But I guess, first off, I am okay. Thank you for worrying. I have not done this historically. There's been one audio ever that I did an out-of-character aftercare for, and it was the abusive, heavily abusive boyfriend one. That one I found was really important to me that I do an aftercare, because I, that was a difficult character for me to work with, I think. And I wanted to make sure we separated character from reality for that one. But for background, I used to make audios back in between the years 2015 and 2017, and I left for 2 years, and I came back to a slightly different landscape than when I left. I think maybe the current GWA is not as used to like darker content as much, and I also think that like those kind of things not being okay in real life is coming to the forefront a little bit more, which is probably good. Not probably good, it's absolutely a good thing. So just based on like the reactions that I've been getting in the past 2 weeks over some of my darker content, I think I'm going to transition into making these out of character, this is just me as a human talking to you, aftercare audios. This one was actually really surprising to me. I never expected to I never expected there to be a demand for aftercare for an audio where I was the one getting trigger warnings, I guess, like raped. I guess if you are here in this aftercare, you already know what happened in the audio, or you have to have at least some inkling of idea. I expected to do it. I expected to need it at some point for an audio where the listener was the one getting forced. So it's very touching to me. It's very meaningful that people are concerned. And I also think that it's meaningful that people might be uncomfortable, or that it might be difficult for some people. So that's good. So let's start with point number one, which is for people who came out of this like feeling bad, or like who like struggle a little bit with some of the content. The very first thing I want to say is that it's absolutely valid. Your feelings, no matter what, are valid, and right, what you do with those feelings is up to you, and that's what counts. And I'm very fortunate that everybody has been very positive in the way that they've expressed their feelings, right? Everybody's been like, oh, this made me feel something, but like, you did a good job, right? Like, I will never, ever, 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 ever judge somebody for having a feeling of discomfort. And if I do, just like, yell at me. But, so first off, your feelings of like fear or worry or whatever that is, they are valid. But I would like to say that I was okay. I made these audios, this pair of audios being the not in the mood audios, just because I like exploring sides of content that I don't get to see too often, or that I feel like gets to break a little bit of stereotype, right? I think there's a stereotype of content where like the male is often the forceful one in non-consensual content. And I feel like there is not often scenarios where the female gets to be that forceful, like non-consensual force in audios. So that was sort of like where this came from. This is also like personally a kink that I'm into. This is something that in a safe and consensual environment, I would love to have happened to me. So I had a really good time making this audio. As far as like the struggling and the choking and like the pillow smothering and like the crying for help, all that stuff, I did because I really enjoy that kind of stuff. for myself. And again, I will never judge anybody for not being into that, because that's absolutely unreasonable. And you shouldn't feel bad for not being into it. The other thing that I wanted to cover in this point was that I left out of that last point, like the crying and the emotional bit at the end, which I understand was a little bit of a struggle for some people to make it through. This is a little bit personal for me, but I think this will be helpful for us as a listener and speaker dynamic is, I, as a human, like in my real life, have a lot of trouble expressing negative. I have a lot of trouble like acknowledging and feeling and expressing negative emotions. I used to be bad at it, and then I think currently I am worse at it than I used to be, for very personal reasons that I am not going to discuss here, but so I understand that the crying and the sort of like the suffering in this audio might have sounded a little bit real, because it kind of was, I don't mean to bring it down like that, but like it didn't, like the words I was saying, I think, like had to do with the audio, right? Like, why did you rate me? Oh my god, like I'm sorry that I didn't like live up to your expectations, like whatever, all that stuff, right? But I think some of the feeling that drove that, the negative feelings, are feelings that I have, and that I have been having trouble formulating for myself and expressing. What I'm trying to say is that all of that like negativity and fear and sadness that I expressed in that audio was really cathartic for me. As real as it was, I felt better after letting a little bit of that out, because it's not something that I tend to let out a lot in my real life. I'm working on it. I know that it's something that I have trouble doing, but since I started making audios, I have found it to be a really nice place for myself to, like a safe imaginary space for me to express negativity. I like to think that I'm generally a positive person. I think I try really hard to be a positive person. Because I try really hard to be that positive person, I forget to let myself feel negative things. If you've seen the Pixar movie Inside Out, that movie hits really hard for me because I'm like that. This is a bit of a tangent, but I like to think that there are two kinds of... All right, there's three kinds of audios that I make, right? One kind of audio is one where I have the intent of making somebody feel something. So, for example, recently we just had the two Valentine's Day audios, right? The first Valentine's Day audio, I had the intent of making people feel safe and cared for and spoiled and paid attention to and important and stuff like that. And the second Valentine's Day audio, I had the intent of making the listener feel as uncomfortable, unsettled, unhappy, and like unsafe as I possibly could, right? That's an audio where I want to make the listener feel something. And then the second kind is an audio where I want to express something. A lot of my subby audios tend to be this, because those are things that I don't get to express in my real life. And the third kind of post is really just like a shit post, stuff where it's like based off of a fictional property, something like that. But this one, this not in the mood audio, was the second type, right? The I want to express something, or I want to explore a kink for myself, and I think a lot of the sadness that I haven't been expressing in my life kind of came through a little bit in this audio. So for that, I'm, like, a little bit sorry. Because I understand that, like, GWA isn't, like, a place to just dump your emotions. But I'm also not sorry because I think, I think it makes it a slightly, quote unquote, like better audio. And B, this has been an important part of GWA to me for a really long time, is getting to express parts of myself that I don't get to express in my real life. So, again, okay, I'm rambling about myself now. Let's bring it back to you, right? So, for you, for the aftercare, what I'm trying to say is getting to express that pain is helpful for me. And that sounds selfish still. Like, the reason that's aftercare is, like, I came out of this feeling okay. I came out of this feeling better than I did going into it. So I'm okay. I'm very safe. Not gonna lie, my neck was a little bit sore after the second time I recorded this. So I took some good care of myself. Made myself a nice dinner. Everything's fine. But that brings me to the second part of this aftercare, which is equally as important to me as the first part. The only reason it is second is because I feel like there are more people who have expressed a demand for the first part. But the second part, again, is equally important to me, is that if you did enjoy this, if you weren't at all uncomfortable, and you just liked listening to this and, like, my pain and suffering and whatnot, like, that's okay. I want you to know that that is just as valid as the people who listened to this and might have been uncomfortable. And I hope that you didn't read the comments about people feeling uncomfortable and feel bad for enjoying this. Because that's something I could easily see myself doing, right? I'm just trying to put myself in the shoes of the listener, right? If I'm somebody who is worried, I want to know that the person was okay. And if I'm somebody who feels guilty about it, I want to know that that's okay. I made this audio for you in that case. If you were one of the people who enjoys this kind of content, this kind of dark content, the non-consensual content, the content with crying and pain and fear and sadness, this audio is literally for you. And I appreciate you listening. And if you feel a little bad for enjoying it, again, that's also valid. But you don't have to. I want you to know that you are allowed to enjoy this content. I can't talk for anybody else on GWA. I don't like speaking for other people. But at the very least, my content that I put out that has that kind of undertone to it, I'm giving you express permission to enjoy it guilt-free. And I don't think anybody should be able to take that from you. I don't think anybody has in the comments, especially not intentionally, right? But I want you to know that I want you to enjoy this. That's really why I'm here. I don't like to talk about it, but, like, a lot of why I'm here is to, like, validate parts of myself, right? So, like, if you enjoyed this, like, then I did what I set out to do, and that makes me very happy. So that's basically all I had to say. This ended up being longer than I thought, but I mean I guess getting to ramble in itself is a little bit of aftercare for me. I'm sorry that this is late. I considered making an aftercare for this. I didn't consider that a performance I gave would affect people so strongly. I'm honestly very flattered. It means a lot that I'm able to make people feel something, even if it's not something that is necessarily good. I don't want to make people feel uncomfortable, but, like, just the fact that, like, people found the delivery, like, convincing enough to feel uncomfortable is incredibly flattering to me. I'm taking it as a positive thing. And moving forward, what I would like to do is, I'd like to include these little aftercare audios in anything that has like non-consent or like darker undertones, partially to cover my bases, partially just out of, like, respect for the listener. I'm still really getting a handle again on what the current, you know, culture is on GWA. So, and the other thing is, I think maybe I will put some more disclaimers saying that it's dark. I'd like to put really, like, I don't know. I mean, it's tricky because this is not something I ever felt like I had to do before. But and it's not a bad thing. I just like when things change, you adapt. I'm really grateful to everybody who commented, whether it was people who were like, "This was scary for me and hard to make it through." Those of you who did that are extremely important, because you tried something new and you stepped outside of your comfort zone, and that's incredible. And the fact that you did that, like, here, like, for my voice, like, I'm honored that I got to be part of that. And even if you came out of it knowing that, like, confirming or discovering that you weren't into something, I am honored to have gotten to be part of that, so thank you. And if you were somebody who enjoyed this, again, like, I don't have much else to say to you other than thank you. You're who I'm doing this for. So, yeah, we're gonna do aftercare from now on. I'm okay. You're okay, or you're gonna be okay, right? I appreciate this so much. Having a space where I'm able to express things, and also where people are willing to give me feedback. I don't think I have anything else to say. So thank you very much, and I will see you next time. Next week, I think we will be doing something a lot more comfy. We'll shoot for something comfy. I don't want to give spoilers for what I'm thinking of. I said spoilers as if it's something important, but we'll take it from there. We'll take it from here. Thank you guys for your patience. Thank you guys for your understanding. And have a good day, night, afternoon, whatever time of day it is when you're listening to this. Bye!